B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity, flop, flop, flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We left out a lake.
What's that?
We left out the biggest lake.
Oh, the one with the monster.
Lake Champlain.
Yeah, the monster.
The biggest lake we got in New England. Massive. Massive. Big, big lake.
You got NFL Network on there, Beetle?
I do not. Why?
Bucks Parade about ready to start here.
Oh,
the boat parade.
Of course you have it on. Ready to go. You got your Brady underoos on there, too, to celebrate today? Get your jersey on under the sweatshirt?
Shut up. I just want to see if his boat's in it. That'd be badass.
Oh, yeah. That'd be so badass.
Was,
so awesome.
I wouldn't mind seeing if his boat's in it.
I'd like for him to...
I want to see the boat compared to the... No, they're going to put him on a massive boat.
He's got a massive boat.
Down there, he's got a little boat.
All right. So it's a boat parade is what they're doing?
Yeah.
Boat parade.
Right there
right
on the
river walk.
On the river, yeah.
Right on the river. Show socially distanced.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Cool. Interesting.
That's never been done.
Yeah.
How many times will Gronkowski jump off a boat and then climb back in? Then they got
so
kill
many,
the
so many times.
I hope at least like two. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Are they going to have a fake Lombardi trophy that he's going to drop into the river? That would be a funny gag because you know you drop
a lot of
it.
Yucks if you do that,
right?
A lot of yucks.
Use
By the way,
bat.
A couple of things on the cord cutting front. I cannot stand the people that are like, you guys have it so wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. And then your explanation of how you get the Bruins games is you steal them or you use illegal streams. I have my ways. Yeah, I don't want to hear about that. Okay. That doesn't count. The adults are having a conversation over here about acquiring the games in a legal manner. Of course, if you're stealing them through illegal means, then yes. Yeah, you won. You're awesome. Congrats. Anyway, let's get to this. This was on Fox Sports Radio. Appreciate Jason emailing in with this, also known as Bison Brewski. He had this for us. Last night, Dave Mahler, also known as Softy, is an afternoon guy in Seattle.
Yep.
He was on with Jason Smith on Fox Sports Radio late into the night last night as a guest. And here's about a minute's worth of him talking about the Russell Wilson situation in Seattle.
The guy does his own thing, right? He absolutely marches to the beat of his own drum. Did you see the GQ magazine with Sierra that came out today? The guy just has his own ideas, man, about things he wants to go out and do, and a lot of them have nothing to do with football. So I don't know if he's trying to force his way out of Seattle. You know, we talked about that today, had a couple of writers on from Seattle. One of them, Michael Sean Dugar of The Athletic, believes that he's trying to position himself to take off and get out of here. And you remember a couple years ago, our guy, your boy, your fearless leader, Colin Cowherd, was talking about how Sierra wanted Russell's ass in New York City. And we all shot that down, and he re-signed, but who knows? Maybe this time is different. Maybe it's time for Russell Wilson to move on. Maybe he's getting tired of the let Russ cook movement, getting shot down at every turn by Pete Carroll. Maybe he is really getting sick and tired of taking all those sacks, but a lot of those sacks are on him. The guy's been sacked almost 400 times in 9 years, which is ridiculous, but I would say about 25% of those are on number three. So this goes both ways. I mean, I just find it convenient that Russell Wilson plays maybe the worst half of football in his life in the second half of 2020, and all of a sudden it's the offensive line's fault.
Convenient,
rubbing
isn't
people
it?
The wrong way. I'm telling you, it really is. There's a lot of people that are turning on him in Seattle, which is unheard of, man.
Wow, Seattle, their fan base
we'll
is starting to turn on Russell Wilson.
We'll take him.
Put him on the block.
Yep, put him on.
Let's go.
Let's move heaven and earth. Go get that guy.
Put him on the block.
Interesting, though. Wow.
Trade him. By the way, that guy,
Pete Carroll,
Dave Mahler from Seattle, that's actually Christian Arcand doubling as a afternoon guy in Seattle. Did you not pick up on that?
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes. Do those two sound
alike? What DJ is that guy at night?
Wow. DJ Alexi.
Yeah.
About things he wants to go out and do, and a lot of them have nothing to do with football. So
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there you go. Seattle is turning on Russell Wilson. What are they, stupid? What are they doing? Fan base starting to turn? Fan base starting to say we can move on without him? Go ahead then. Tell the team you don't want him anymore. What would you give up for Russ Wilson, though? How many draft picks would you give up? How many first-rounders?
Two.
Oh, that's not going to get it done.
Well, you asked me how many draft picks. I said I'd give up 2 1s for that guy.
Well, then that's it. You're not getting him.
You're not going to get him.
You move heaven and earth. I'll only give up 2 first-round draft picks, though.
Boom. What about three?
I'd do it. The next 3 years, you give up your first-round pick?
Ooh. How old is he? 34?
Please hold. Stand by.
Yeah.
Stand by.
Stand by. He's 32 years old.
32.
He just turned 32.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do that. Three first rounders? Yeah, I'll give you Isaiah Wynn, Sony Michel, and N'Keal Harry. Sure, no problem.
Nice.
Right? That's it. It's 107. We've lost, so the parade is on.
This real quick, this is out of control, this boat parade. Mm-hmm. They got people on Sea-Doos. They have paddle boarders down there going up to the boats where the players are. They got the sheriff boats out now trying to back other watercraft away. Never did they think, maybe we shouldn't let normal watercraft partake of this parade. I think they would have some restrictions. This is what happens when you don't have Super Bowl parades. You don't know what the hell you're doing. A little bit of a zoo down here in Tampa.
Well, Boston could have sent all their parade people there because they're not going to be used up here very often going forward.
You're sticking in there. But like the Red Sox and that, they had the boat parade. I mean, they went into Charles and, there weren't boats pulling up. Like, you had people back. You know how to do things here.
Right now, we haven't done this in a long time, but we don't have to spend a lot of time on it. Which Boston team, rank the four Boston teams in their closeness to a championship?
Oh, God. Bruins?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep, I agree.
Celtics?
Agree.
I flip a quarter.
No. No. You don't get to do that.
Because of the coach. I mean, that's the thing Belichick offsets. Like, if we're going to get Brady for offsetting things.
Listen, you can change it later on when they have a great offseason.
If two teams are down,
I'm going to go with the guy. If the Patriots have a great offseason, you can change their ranking. But right now, the Red Sox have a better roster than the Patriots do.
Still
the Red Sox
pitch.
Roster for their sport is better than it is the Patriots roster.
Okay. I'll give you that.
And that's all we can grade it on is what they...
Patriots are fourth right now. Yeah.
Fourth.
You've seen it's easier to go from worst to first in baseball.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they got their manager back.
And they got their manager who won a championship, within a few months of the last time Bill won his. So
they designed that. Yeah. Worst to first. Yeah. They're good at that.
Yeah.
They know how to do that. Yeah.
I might
even
put
them
higher than the Celtics in that respect.
Did you see that? I think it was...
stop it.
they're fourth right now. I forget what I was going to say. Now I can't remember. Oh, Kiki Hernandez was talking about how he signed with the Red Sox because of Cora. That the guys in L.A. had all told him how great Cora was and how he wanted to go play for Cora. And now that's why it made the Red Sox an attractive spot for him. Because it certainly isn't the all the winning they were doing last year. So, something to think about. Not thrilled with Cora coming back. Maybe it's going to benefit them. Make him a landing spot for players. Anthony's in Clinton. Anthony. Your phone's up?
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah, we'll put him on hold, see if we can get him back. John in Connecticut. Hi, John.
Hey, can you guys give me a refresher on this Patriots way that fans keep calling in and saying Jimmy G is going to provide that? And take a pay cut? Why would Jimmy G take a pay cut? And why would any player follow Jimmy G? What has he proven in this league?
Okay, I don't know why any
players... I didn't believe any of that call. We didn't even really address the call once that statement was made that Jimmy's going to reinstitute the Patriot way. I don't believe that. I mean, he could take a pay cut if he gets cut.
I don't know why he would
pay
him
less.
I don't know. If he gets traded, I don't know why he's taking a pay cut. He's under no obligation to do that. Unless maybe he gets an extension out of it. Maybe they extend him and they give him more new money, which could entice him to do it. There's got to be something back in return, though, for just taking a pay cut. Steve and Shirley. Hi, Steve.
Hey, I think we should just face the reality. It's Matthew Fitzpatrick's the guy we're getting.
That's Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't know.
I can't do this.
Matthew Fitzpatrick is the guy from your neighborhood who's out searching for grandma to take for
a vaccine right now. Matthew Fitzpatrick is a guy
Ryan
that's getting excited for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, Ryan's the Harvard guy.
Matty Fitz.
Yeah. Fitzy.
By the way, that's not a horrible option. It's just not ideal. I think they'd be better with Ryan Fitzpatrick than they would be what they were with Cam Newton last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're there, guys. Yeah.
Nick in Plymouth. Hi, Nick.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to ask, with Jeff Howe being somebody that's kind of in the inside, what does it say for Dalton Keene and Asiasi if he's saying they're looking for a tight end? Is that another failed draft picks and attempt to get somebody to replace Gronk?
You cut off there, but I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say that it means, hold on. What I'm saying yes to is they don't have a lot of faith in those two players to be impact guys in 2021. I don't know if they're bad picks yet. I wouldn't write them off just yet.
It's hard to write off rookies based on this year.
Yeah, they also didn't play.
They didn't have a real year.
They didn't really play all that much. So
right.
I'm not writing them off, but I think the Patriots know the importance of the tight end position. They know how hard it's been to draft there over the years. Yes, they did hit on Gronk and Hernandez. Gronk falling due to the back. Hernandez falling due to the weed, which is all they said at the time, although I think there were far bigger concerns. So I think they look at it and say, we'd just be a much better team with Hunter Henry. And we saw after the Chargers game, though, Belichick go right up to Hunter Henry. A big old hug there at midfield.
Mwah.
Buttering him up. I'll be calling you this offseason, kid. Make sure you take my call.
Yeah.
Got a bag of cash for you. I think that's what was going on there.
Yes, sir.
Jeff Howe plugged in. Maybe he knows something.
That's right.
Maybe he knows. Very connected. Maybe knows Hunter Henry is going to be here. Very important piece. More important than the quarterback, according to that story.
Artie, who do you think he's going to catch with when he arrives here? You know, if he gets here, they sign him early. Like, hey, come on in.
Well, if he wants to have a catch, he has to go out to California, have a catch with Stidham and Mark Sanchez and whoever else is standing around. Reps from Tag Heuer, whoever else was at the photo shoot.
But Edelman and Jacoby Myers used to play quarterback.
Yeah, Jacoby Myers can throw him
the catch with them in the bubble here.
He was the best quarterback on the roster this year.
He threw the best ball all year.
Best guy going. Let's take one more here before we time out. Chris in the truck. Chris.
Hey, guys. Great show.
Hey.
I was wondering your thoughts on Gruden having a grudge against the Patriots still from the Tuck Rule game. He's not going to make no trade with us.
Well, he's not the GM. Mike Mayock is. And Mike Mayock is on very good terms with Bill Belichick.
Yep.
Anything else?
I think Gruden's past that. Sitting there making $10-11 million bucks a year.
I don't think it's a personal grudge he holds
pretty
against the Patriots.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the case.
Yeah.
That organization has not held a grudge against the Patriots. They've made major trades. In 2009, they traded Richard Seymour to that team. Mm-hmm. Right?
I think he has a pretty good relationship with Al's kid, Mark Davis.
Yes. Yes, all of that.
Yeah.
All right, Zoe's going to keep watching the parade. We're going to keep taking your calls.
I think he brought his own boat, by the way.
Oh.
That's the reports. So.
Has Gronk fallen in the water yet?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
All right, don't go anywhere. More to come here on Zolak and Bertrand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is why you do the show. You take chances, you give takes. Sometimes they blow up in your face. You look like a complete idiot. We've all been there.
The pie in your face.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Brady right now in his parade.
He's got a captain driving the boat.
Sailing around.
Like, I can't...
Look at the old guy, Captain.
So is he on his boat? Have we determined that?
Yep.
I mean, I can't tell from the shot I'm looking at.
Yes, it is.
It looks like a nightmare.
They got a nightmare on their hands down there. I mean, it's a zoo. People everywhere. People on paddle boards, jet skis. I mean, jet skis are hard to control if you don't have them engaged.
You know what gear. I would take out there is a paddle boat. I'd get, you know, a little side-by-side paddle boat and you just...
The dinghy, yeah.
No, you with the little pedals. You just crank the pedals and it spins the paddles in the back. It's a paddle boat.
Huh. It's Gronkowski with a beer in his hand, and there's Jim Murray's hero, Gene Dekaroff, being interviewed right now. Why does, you know, have a lot of women had any boat parades down here?
You know what? If you're not enjoying this parade and watching it, then you're a fraudulent Patriots fan, according to Scott Zolak.
Yeah, he'll be back, huh?
You got to look at that and just celebrate right along with him. Not your team, but somehow, by Zoe's logic, you're a fraudulent Patriots fan if you're not celebrating that championship by another
one. I've got more bad news for Zoe, by the way.
What happened?
And I'd like to apologize.
Oh.
I'd like to apologize to all of our dedicated Revs fan listeners for leaving the Revs off the list of the New England sports teams and how close they are to a championship. Because right now, the Revs are closer than the Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
So the Patriots are actually fifth on the list, not fourth.
Oh, yeah. I would put the Revs second.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It bumps everybody down on the list.
Yes.
Go ahead, Zoe. What do you have to say for yourself?
Go Revs. Love having Bruce Arena on every week.
I'd be embarrassed to present that list to Bruce Arena without including his team. And for that, I apologize.
Yeah, they deserve to be in there.
I apologize for not mentioning them because they have a commitment to success and commitment to getting better right now.
They got a plan.
I'd like for there to be a little more juice in this offseason of theirs. Haven't seen that yet. Looking for the splash. Where's the splash? Need a little splash there, Revs. You want to get back on the radar like you were when you were playing games? Give me a little off-season splash. Huh? A little something. A little water displacement, if you don't mind. 617-779.
That's a good shot of the boat, Hardy. Take a peek at that
there
one.
There you go again with the boat.
Well, Hardy didn't know which one it was. It's right there in the middle.
What channel are you watching?
They're showing it now on our simulcast.
The one we're on. The simulcast we're on. So they're allowed to show this, but they can't show pictures of murder hornets on NBC Sports. Look at the freaking boats. Huh? They're not going to have any accidents. Good luck.
Is there a lot of people there? It doesn't...
On the water, yes. That's havoc on the water. Yes.
No, not in the water. I'm talking about the people that are able to watch without a boat.
Oh, hell no.
The people that are...
I don't know how long that stretch is, though. This ain't Boston, though.
They look like they're probably two or three people deep.
I like that pontoon boat. That's a good one. Take that down to the sponge docks when you're done. That's a good time down there.
It doesn't feel like there's a lot of people there. That's a good thing.
You put a grill on it.
Yeah,
that's right. You cruise the river in style.
What is it that you're mentioning?
Brady's like, duck boats, those are cute. Yeah.
Oh, there's a pirate ship.
Arr, matey. Is there really a pirate ship there?
Well,
hear me, pirate.
I don't think it's
fire
vintage.
The cannons.
I don't think it's authentic. No.
Like they got a little bit of a jam up.
Well, log jam there, huh?
A log jam.
They got
the bumpers out.
Look, they haven't had to do this.
I don't think it's that
long time.
It's like the Charles on the 4th of July.
Did they do the river thing for the Lightning?
No idea.
I don't think so. I don't think they had a parade because it was so COVID. Smack in the middle of COVID.
Not in Florida.
Nobody on these boats have masks on. Season's
stop
over.
The Lightning.
What's the temperature down there today?
Oh, God, they did have one, by the way.
They have one on the river for the Lightning?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Soak it in, Boston. Zoe says you should celebrate this.
Looks like today there's a high of 75. Great. Oh, I'm sorry. 73 is the high today. Tomorrow, the high is 75. Must be nice. Must be nice. Anthony and Lowell on the importance of the Patriots getting a tight end. Anthony.
Hey guys, listen. I know we don't know whether probably that these guys aren't going to be Keane and Asiasi aren't going to be the next Gronkowski. But how would you know anything about them from this year based off of Cam Newton throwing the ball, whether it be on Sundays or in practice? I've never seen a quarterback play that bad. So how do we know anything about these two tight ends at all? I mean, they may be complete busts, but based off of Cam Newton throwing them the ball last year.
Okay, that's fair. So then what? What are you suggesting?
I'm saying I think that we have bigger issues on the team, and unless Belichick knows that he made a mistake drafting these two guys, then I think you need to go out and get a top-flight wide receiver and a defensive lineman. I think maybe the tight end position slides down in terms of what you actually really need to focus on.
But there's a great tight end available. Hunter Henry is, by all accounts, going to hit free agency.
You see what a great tight end has done for you in past years.
Yeah, and if you know you can get a great one, and it's important how you play offensively, then go get him.
You were limited this year because of that position.
Do you think...
Now, could you have thrown a screen pass to him or a chip in the flat? Yeah, you could have got more creative to get the guy the ball. That's what drove me nuts. It's like, as much as you want to promote the Cam Newton running effect, play fake one way, chip in the flat, push a guy down, and just spin out. Give him the ball. Is it that complicated?
So, if you had to place a bet on a free agent signing working out for the Patriots, let's give it a name, Chris Godwin or Hunter Henry. Which one is a more sure bet for it working out and being a great signing for the Patriots?
Hunter Henry, because of the money.
Absolutely. Well, no. Just based on the player.
The player. I mean, you utilize the player better. I don't know if you get a guy to get Godwin the ball downfield.
That's or that he works or fits in the offense or picks it up or the language or terminology or any of it.
Look at Brandon Cooks. Yeah.
Look at Ocho Cinco.
Yep.
Right? Not that he was, going into his prime the way Godwin is looking to get paid, but...
Never clicked.
I'm sorry. Yeah. A tight end to me has a better... A top-flight tight end has a better chance of working here than a top free agent receiver.
Sure.
Is how I would put it. It's a safer bet for the Patriots.
You could get the guy up and running, I think, in the offense quicker. Yeah.
And if they're going to spend big money, they want to do it on a player that they believe is really going to work out for them.
Yeah.
Owen is in the car. Hi, Owen.
Owen!
Hey, guys. I haven't called in before. I'm sure this has been beaten to a dead horse already, but let me paint a picture for you. I'm not Picasso, but here we go. I've been looking at the salary cap. The Patriots have the third most available to spend. They also have a first-round draft pick, number 15. Mac Jones is slated to still be there. Based off of PFF advanced statistics, he had a better year statistically than Joe Burrow. People will say he had way more NFL talent, even though LSU had two first-round draft picks at wide receiver. And I just don't understand why the Pats wouldn't draft him and then surround him with all the other salary cap that they have available. And that's all I got.
Oh, certainly a passionate argument. He's not better than Joe Burrow. Stop trying to convince yourself of that. By looking at advanced statistics. Do yourself a favor. Just watch the game. I'm not saying Mac Jones is bad. I'm telling you, he's just not Joe Burrow. Maybe he turns into Joe Burrow. But he's not there now. Don't tell me he had a better year than Joe Burrow. He didn't. Guess what? Wrong. Anyone who's going to try and spin numbers to make that case, they've already lost the argument because they obviously didn't watch.
Yeah.
But I'd have no issue with them drafting Mac Jones at 15 if he's available.
No, if they believe he's the guy, then go get him.
Yeah, go get him.
Go get him. Go.
Have at it.
Get him up and running.
Don't try and make the claim, though, that he's a sure bet. That he's a can't-miss prospect. He's not. You could miss on Mac Jones. Mac Jones could be a bust.
Yeah.
He might be great. Time will tell. Sports, that's why we watch. Kim in Rhode Island. Hi, Kim.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello, are you there?
Yes, are you
there?
Are
you there?
We're here. We haven't gone anywhere.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here till 2.
You guys were talking about not being able to watch NESN.
Yeah.
That's a crime. All you have to do is download the NESN app. They play live all day long.
Yeah, but you got to have a subscription to use the app and get the games
on game time.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You put it on your phone. I've been doing it since the season started. I've watched every Bruins game except for the one they played out of state.
How's your eyesight?
Jim Louth is in the studio right now. Jim.
I know. Since you guys talking about it, that's why I called. Jim, just download the app to your phone.
You need a cable login.
Dumbass.
You need a login. You need a cable login.
She probably has Xfinity.
Through her internet.
Yeah. If you're on Xfinity internet, right? Is that what it
is? If you're not on Magic Jacket.
It requires you to log in with your cable.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm here.
You get home and you say,
all right,
turn on a TV, you clap
headline.
It.
Let's go. Thank
Bye.
You.
Right there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is how the pros.
That's great. Thank you, dude. You're proud of yourself.
Do Sports Talk Radio.
Your microphone is down. Hey, Marconi.
Just hit the button.
Turn the mic up.
I'm just,
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Today's takeaways coming up here on Zolak and Bertrand. Thanks for being with us on this Wednesday. Make sure you download our app at 98.5thesportshub.com. Thanks for streaming us. Always much appreciated. Tell them smart speakers to play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Let's get back to more of your calls. In the meantime, Rob in Tampa has a thought on the Tampa Parade. Are you there, Rob?
Hey.
I am right. Yeah, I'm right at the very beginning. Hasn't started. We've got thousands of people, probably thousands of Boston Patriot Brady fans. And, you know,
you're in the right spot.
What's that?
What do you mean by hasn't the right started? Spot? What are the boats going to do in the parade?
They're just going to go up this river. All the bridges are shut down, and they've got thousands of people, police boats, so they're just about to start.
Okay, so the boats are going to move is what you're telling us.
Okay, maybe that's why they were all
here they go. I see the Brady boat maybe about 200 yards away coming up.
Oh, here they go. Yeah, they're moving.
Oh, God,
now.
Look at it.
Yeah. But let me give you a quick update. The other night I was at a place real close to the stadium. There was more Boston fans than I've seen. And, of course, we all lost our voice. We did stay up to 4 partying. We did wear our masks, though. I do want to point that out. That was a rule.
That's good.
But this is exciting. The weather's perfect. And, you know, this is as much a Boston Patriot win with the Brady
no,
and Gronk.
It isn't.
No, it's not.
It's not, nope. Rob.
Nope. I'll even second that.
No,
it's not.
It isn't. Yep. Zoe would love to be with you at that parade
but I mean,
right
I
now,
mean,
though.
The number, right? The TV numbers support what he said if it was, you know, a lot of Boston fans down there, which I assume people went down.
So that's Brady's boat we're looking at there, Zoe, with the blue edges?
Yeah. Yes, with the steps in the back.
Here's what I would like to know. Who's driving the boat today?
There's an old guy with a hat on, with a baseball hat. It's a captain. He has like a white shirt on. It's an older gentleman.
All right. It's the giveaway.
Like I said, Brady's not going to be able to drive this boat.
He's got a hat on. It's very official looking.
No, they look like, you know, rent-a-captains, you know. He's not going to be able to drive that boat.
A lot of people on those nice boats wearing their sneakers. That's a big no-no on the boat, isn't it, Zoe?
As long as it has a white bottom, you're fine. You don't want the black bottom sneakers. Don't want those. That's why they have boat shoes. You know, you see the white soles?
Oh, yeah.
Is that why? Is that why they call them boat shoes, Zoe? You wear them on a boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My dad used to have like 5 pair of those. Different colors.
I see some girls dancing there with those mom jeans. Those mom jeans are making a comeback.
That's,
I do not like that look.
Camille Kostek. Yeah.
Matt's in New Hampshire. Matt?
Not a high-waisted one either, Hardy.
Nope.
Yeah, guys, about Bill, you know, there's been a lot of shit talking about Bill.
Oh, hey! Bingo!
On that one.
Bazooka! Bang! 2 days in a row.
Like, that wasn't even in mid conversation there. That didn't slip out.
Right out of the gate. Got my man T-Bone back here. He's starting to shake.
Don't call
and swear.
Linda Holiday on one of those boats?
I don't think so. I'd be surprised.
Is that Bill?
That'd be an upset.
You think that they wore those for the Super Bowl?
Wait a minute, Gronkowski. He went to Gronkowski's party last year this time on the beach.
Yeah. Same thing this year. Just different venue.
Hey, he's back to work.
Sean and Dorian. He's off vacation now. That's Sean's terrible. In Dorchester. Hi, Sean.
Stop it.
Hey, guys. So just got a question for you. Did you hear any of Bedard yesterday on Felger and Maz?
Heard it all.
Trying to say Brady was the cherry on top.
He said it was the whipped cream and the cherry. How painful was that to listen to?
But basically, my point is, when you look at that game plan on Sunday, the way the Bucs played on offense, didn't that look like it was just literally pulled out of the Patriots playbook? A little bit of running, get the play action to stretch the field, those couple shots they took. Otherwise, it was just death by a thousand paper cuts. It was exactly what you would have expected from a Patriots game plan.
Yeah, a little bit.
And what I would say to Bedard is, you think that came from Leftwich or Arians? Not trying to put them down. That came, the majority of that, I think, came from Brady.
Why not put them down? I mean, yeah, put them down in this way. And I gave them credit. We talked about it on Monday. I give them credit, or it may have been on TV. I give the guy credit for giving the space to Brady.
At 7-5, saying,
that's
okay,
smart.
What do we got to do?
Like Arians and Leftwich saying, let's defer to Brady is smart. Don't be a hard ass. Don't try and impose whatever it is you think is best. Let Brady do it. Brady's won something. You haven't. And guess what happened? They let Brady do things. They let Brady call shots. They let Brady coach and control the offense probably more than he was controlling it in New England.
And you could also say that I hate Tom Brady.
Oh, that was so...
Yeah, the back and forth is good for that segment, that show, though.
That was so annoying, though.
To not think Brady didn't have an impact for this last month and a half, I think you got to be crazy. The intangibles.
He doesn't believe in them. Does not believe in them.
I mean, what if the quarterback comes out, you know, first series up there in Lambeau, and you're hitting, you know, four of your four on your first third downs. To get that lead, just to get that team to start believing, holy crap, we got a shot here to knock the number one seed off. Yeah, that guy. Tangibles.
Well, you're being disrespectful to football, is what Greg Bedard would say. That's what he said yesterday.
I understand. The defense was fantastic. Absolutely phenomenal.
Absolutely.
And I do think they're not getting talked up enough. But
I disagree. I think they've gotten a ton of credit this week.
Huh?
I think they've gotten a ton of credit.
They have post game.
Well, when would you have liked the credit to have happened for them?
I mean, they performed pretty well last three playoff games.
Yeah, and they did. They got credit every step of the way. People were talking about them.
The thing with Bedard and the thing that, and I get it. You know, there's not a way of accurately measuring it and accounting for it, but to say that any number of quarterbacks could have gone in and turned in that performance, yes, technically he's not wrong. It's just the notion that you can go out there and beat the defending Super Bowl champions, beat Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. Yeah, could you have done that with Matthew Stafford? Could Matthew Stafford gone out there and given you that same performance on a random Sunday in October? Sure. But it's the Super Bowl and everything changes. The whole mindset, the whole attitude. And it's the belief that we can win. Why? Because there's a guy here who's won it six times before. And you do everything differently. The mindset changes. You can't account for the mindset. There's no statistic for that.
Hardy, there's some creepo looking over through your door there. In a window over your right shoulder.
Oh, that's Jimmy Stewart. Yeah.
Oh, hi, James.
Yeah, I'm here.
Anthony and Clinton. Anthony.
How you guys doing, gentlemen? I appreciate and love the show. But honestly, can everybody get off of Jimmy G's monolith? Like, the real fraudulent fans, I agree with Zoe, are the ones that, you know, they root against Brady in his accomplishments. Imagine being the 49ers and give up what they did just to trade back for less. To me, it doesn't make any sense.
Why can't you get a two for him? You gave up a two to get him. Get a two for him.
Yeah,
two and a player. You might get more.
Why would you trade him and then, you know...
Because you fell in love with another guy. You know what I mean?
Because you got something
Shanahan
better.
Is a guy that looks like, I need Cousins. Like, for me to run my offense, I need Kirk Cousins back.
No, I get you. I mean, yeah. Kirk Cousins would definitely be, you know, a player, and, you know, so would Deshaun Watson and other players out there.
I mean, there. If this isn't for, like, to go with Beathard or Nick Mullins.
Of course. But, you know, honestly, everybody's talking about, you know, Mac Jones and stuff like that. But, you know, I really think that they should actually go for Jalen Waddle in the first round and then pick up Jamie Newton in the second round if he's there. And, I mean, you know.
Okay, now we're just getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't want Mac Jones at 15. I'm with you, though. If Waddle's there, grab him at 15.
Corey in Rhode Island on Jimmy G. Corey.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Hey. No, it's accordion Corey. So.
Hey.
Oh, Pescatori.
No, Corey Pescatoro.
Hardy, you always remember the name so well. I got to give you credit. I sent the Giselle tune before. I put me playing with her. I learned the tune and did a track where you can hear me playing with her. Because you guys,
I sent it to our new producer, and apparently he didn't think too much of it because we haven't played it.
Where is it?
Actually, it was on the show sheet one day. Either last week or the week before, it was on the show sheet. We never got
to it. Do you have it in your email?
Rewatching Bruins games.
Hardy, do you still have it in your email?
Of course I
can. Can we play it in today's takeaways?
Of course we can.
I say we play it.
Yes.
Just the fact that the new producer ignored it so much.
We didn't ignore it.
Clearly you did.
No, I didn't.
Let's get to today's takeaways now, and then we'll get that song.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Fire it up. Let's do it.
Don't swear.
They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes for the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub. That's sweet.
All right, today's takeaway is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Has now helped over 13,000 clients take control of their weight. See the success stories at awaken180weightloss.com. And then you click the Learn More little button that you got right there on the screen, and you start to create your own success story. Do it today.
All right, you let me know when we have that song ready to go.
We're ready to go.
All right.
Tune down, turn it down for Rick James and turn it up for Corey Pescatoro.
Não é sobre ter todas as pessoas do mundo pra si. É sobre saber que algum lugar alguém zela por ti. É sobre cantar e poder escutar mais do que a própria voz. É sobre dançar na chuva de vida que cai sobre nós. É saber se sentir infinito. Um universo tão vasto e bonito. É saber sonhar. Então faz valer a pena quando a festa aquele poema sobre acreditar. Não é sobre chegar, saber que venceu. É sobre escalar e sentir que o caminho te fortaleceu. É sobre ser a Bíblia e também demorar em vários corações. E assim ter amigos contigo em todas as situações. A gente não pode ter tudo. Só seria graça do mundo se fosse assim.
I had no idea the song was this long.
How did we not have this earlier?
We missed a little flair there.
That?
Só seria graça do mundo se fosse assim.
imagine being on that boat and having both these on their plane at the same time?
This reminds me, last year at the Super Bowl in Miami, a lot of that outdoor dining on the street.
Yeah.
Fresco dining and the, you know, the band comes over and you're like, if I give you $3 or $4, will you walk away? Will you leave me alone? Here's a 10. Go over to their table.
It's like you're going out to eat at Chi Chi's or Amigos.
Yeah.
Would you like some more nachos and salsa?
Okay.
Would you like to buy a roast? Would you like to buy a roast for the lady?
I didn't know this was a 4-minute song.
Corey and Giselle at the Macaroni Grill next week.
Get the three-way chicken.
More like a Carrabba's, isn't it?
Carrabba's.
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 Olive Garden.
Family night.
Oh, my. Whew. All right, enough. We got it.
Good job, Corey.
He added a lot to that. Added percussion.
It's still going?
It's still going.
Some sort of fountain in the background? What is that?
A boat.
Bird taking off the water.
Really nice, though. Isn't that a nice way to end the show? We should end the show like that every day.
Is that the new STP?
We should have listeners submit show-ending tunes that they play themselves with their own instruments.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work. This is just ready to go.
I mean, I don't know how you top that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's something. It really is.
T-Bone, just let that.
You just let that sit there, huh? How many weeks did that sit there for?
We had it on November 12th.
Oh, my God.
No, we didn't. No.
January 21st.
Okay. It's been sitting there for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Was Giselle at the parade today? Was she on a boat?
I'm sure. Yeah, I have not seen her on the boat.
Had.
That's not really her scene.
She might be working. That new gig.
Could be it. Belger Maz are coming your way next. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. How could you not after hearing this?
Yeah. See you, Beatty. See you, Hardy.
See you, Zo.
I mean, Beetle. Beatty.
Talk to you tomorrow, Zo. Bye, Hardy.
Bye.
Enjoy your day.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.